Loud.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, of monumental importance, stop what you're doing right now and ask yourself very clearly, speak to your soul and say, how's your head? What's going on, guys? How are you doing? Listen, thank you to everybody for tuning in to the Weekly Roast podcast. It's great to have you with us every week. We roast different things. All aspects of contemporary Irish culture are there to be roasted. If you're just joining us now, it's good to have you. Go back and listen to the previous roasts, such as Pandemic or Things That Your Dirty Co-Workers Do. There's lots of different, bits and pieces for you to listen through. Nevertheless, as the fella says, we are back. And today, we are roasting the Celtic Tiger. For those of you unfamiliar, okay, because I did get a message from a Spanish follower yesterday, I know. I don't understand it either, but I've a couple of Spanish followers. And I got a message from a Spanish follower yesterday saying, Mark, please tell me what the Celtic Tiger is. And I said, okay. If you Google it, right, the Celtic Tiger refers to Ireland's economic boom period from the mid-1990s to the late 2000s. During this time, Ireland's economy underwent a dramatic transformation fueled by foreign direct investment. Here's a breakdown of this period. Rapid growth. Foreign investment, nicknaming the boom. Okay, there you go. Oh, by the way, the term Celtic Tiger was coined in 1994 by Kevin Gardiner, referencing the brilliant economic growth experienced by the East Asian Tigers, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan during the same period. Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that, Ciarán?
No.
I'm here with my trusty sidekick and co-pilot, Ciarán O'Connor. In terms of co-pilots, he's up there with Amelia Earhart or the one of Malaysian Airlines, Flight 1370. Not fair. No need to get aviation with the insults. Guys, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. It's good to be here. Let's get stuck in. I put up the box on Instagram on Sunday afternoon asking people to tell me about the Celtic Tiger. And basically, my DMs were just flooded with helicopters, okay? More helicopters doing the rounds in the Celtic Tiger, it would appear, than a night out with a bunch of GAA lads. What is that, by the way? Ciarán, what is it about sports lads and doing helicopters with their willies?
I don't know.
They love it. There's something about sports lads and willies that I've never... genuinely, this isn't a willy... It's not going to turn into a penis podcast, but what is it about sports lads and their penises and their willies? I've never understood it. I remember like growing up, I think I've told the story in a different podcast before, but I remember growing up and people were starting to drink alcohol. That ended well. But people were starting to drink alcohol. And I remember like going out with a group of lads and they had this thing called Naked Hour, okay? Where in the middle of the night in like the public park that we were drinking in, that everyone just had to take their trousers down and pull their penises out. And I remember like, absolutely not. Some guy comes up to you, one of the big sports guys, and he was like, take your willy out. Like, no, I'm actually grand. You get involved, take your willy out. Well, aside from a myriad of insecurities and the fact that it's November and we're in a public place and the fact that my penis probably resembles a party-sized spring roll, okay? I also just don't want to produce my fucking phallus. Is that okay?
You gay?
That's... Edmund, I'm no sexual expert, but I'm pretty sure that's not how homosexuality works. I'm pretty sure not wanting to take my willy out within a bunch of other men in a field, you know, isn't exactly the leading signifier as to why I must have a penchant for, penises. They called it Naked Hour, these lads. Oh, we're all having such crack. Let's get our willies out. It's mad. Anyway, I just went to the corner and drank, and it all ended well. Nevertheless, we're here to discuss the Celtic Tiger, which went from the mid-90s until the mid-noughties, until things all fell apart. Let's go.
Oh God, I absolutely loved the Celtic Tiger days. So many stories, but there is this, we're going to call them a drinks club. They used to go out on a particular night during the week now, not the weekend for us commoners, you know. And you could only go for drinks with them if you had a business, a boat, or €1 million. I should you not. Yeah, imagine it. A business, a boat, or €1 million, just to go for a couple of pints with the lads. Have you ever heard the likes of it? Absolute height of Celtic Tiger. I think the next roast should be on. Where are they now?
Why is it that you feel like you can tell me what the next roast should be on, Aoife? It's that sort of sense of entitlement, which is reminiscent, okay, of the Celtic Tiger, the shadow of the Celtic Tiger looming large in your voice note. No, I'm joking. Thank you for that. Yes. What insufferable bastards.
Yeah, we like to, basically, Christor has gotten a little group together. There's a gang of us. We sort of like to call ourselves the Motley Crew. A bit of a sort of mix and match, a bit of a pick and mix of legends. We sort of like to go, we'll start off in Donny and Nesbitt's on Thursday. And if we're lucky, we'll make it across the road to Donahue's. And it's sort of the only prerequisite is if you want to get involved, you just sort of have to like basically have a millie in the bank. You need a bar. You need at least one bar or a boat or a business. That's just like the three sort of B's really. Yeah, we meet on Tuesdays. Our wives left us. Yeah, no, Tina left me there. That's actually, I had to sleep in the caddy hut there in Portmarnock for a couple of nights, but then the guards got involved. Nevertheless, yeah, wankers. So many wankers. Kieran liked that one. So many wankers doing the rounds. I remember going to school with a guy. I shit you not, this is true. I went to school with a guy who tried to pay onto the bus with a 10-euro note, and then he admonished the bus driver for when the bus driver was like, no. The bus driver goes, is this your first time getting on the bus? And he was like, obviously. Another one. Same guy, by the way. Same guy. I'm not going to reveal his identity. Same guy, he put up his hand during economics class in third year. I will always remember this. And bear in mind, by the way, I was no stranger to pomposity. As I know, you're looking at me going, really, Mark? He put up his hand in economics class during third year. And he goes, Mr. McNorbert, if... I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because I think it's disgusting, by the way. He goes, Mr. McNorbert, if you go on the dole, do you automatically get a criminal record? he fully meant it. Wow. Like, I don't know who that guy's name was. They used to call him ex-meag. No. I'm joking. No, I'm joking. Horrendous people. Okay, on to the next one. Let's go. Awful people.
Hi, Merrick. I hope I'm not too late now sending this in, but yeah, I honestly laugh so much every time I think about this story. And I did get a fact checked with my mom there, just to make sure that I didn't just make this up or like it was a dream, but this did happen. So flashback to 2005, it was my 6th birthday and I was having a princess theme party, but we went and collected all of my friends and we collected them in a limo. So went and got them all in a limo and then came back to my house for the party. And also bear in mind that like my friends lived within a 5k radius of me, I'd say, and got them and just came straight back to my house. And sure, we had nail bar, makeup parlour, bracelet making, face paints, like we had the lot. And I was 6. But yeah, it was so funny.
Did somebody put a garden hose in the window of that limousine and siphon in laughing gas? But... limousines are a weird one. They were doing the rounds. Not as many helicopters, okay? There were not as many helicopters, but there was a lot of limos. Limos are a strange entity, I think. I've never really gotten... They're designed to give off the illusion of luxury and wealth, really, aren't they? But they're generally anything but. You know, you see somebody hurtling down the N11, shouting out the roof, because by the way, they have to. That's just like one of the rules. One of the rules of getting into a limo, it's almost like influencers taking a picture of themselves in first class. Do you ever get that? But they try and make it look like it's about the book. Can't wait to get stuck into this. That's Sally Rooney's upside down
I was about to say the name of a real influencer who did that. Can't do that, baby. It's designed to give off the idea that, like, this is real luxurious and wealth, but it's not. You know, there's nothing bougie about leaning out the window whilst driving by a bus stop in a Circle K going, I'm in a limo. We know you are. I hope your Debs is a disaster on you. I hope Keith. Yeah, good stuff. On we go.
I really love the topic of Celtic Tiger because you could talk for days about the absolute shite that we used to buy and the notion-y things, the bougie things we used to do. I was just thinking this morning that I had a fibre optic cactus in my room.
What is a fibre optic cactus?
I had a smoke machine. I had a blue light. I had a strobe light. I had a mini fridge in my bedroom. A mini fridge. That was all the rage, though, wasn't it? Like, that was like, you know, if, like, you don't have a mini fridge. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? And like, I would always be like to my mum, you know, oh, mum, I need a pair of runners. Or, you know, I need runners for school. Can I just like have 100 euro to go to town with the girls? And I'd come back with fucking hair extensions, like full, like weaved in hair extensions, like sewn in by a woman on Moore Street, and diet pills. I'd come back with diet pills a good few times. And they were expensive. And, you know, I was sold them by, I won't mention the health store's name, in my uniform when I was 16, which is just wrong on so many levels. Also, I just loved a party, hence the fire up the cactus, the smoke machine, all that shit. And for my 17th birthday party, I rented a white stretch Hummer limousine to bring me and my friends to Bondi Beach Club.
Sorry, Bondi Beach Club? Nightclubs with literal sand in them. That is, okay, thank you for that voice note. Incredible. Adored every minute of it. We'll get back to your bed resembling some sort of, by the way, dimly lit drug den / teenage disco in a second. We also need to discuss what a fibre optic cactus is and then discuss lava lamps, because for many years I thought they were legitimate lava. And I was like, I've seen Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan. How the hell are they getting that lava into those lamps? Nightclubs with sand in them. More of a breeding ground for bacteria than the laboratory in Wuhan where they tested the first bat, or basically any creche. Creches, by the way, nightmare. Who would have known? Oh yeah, my son went to his first week in creche there. Did he? How'd you get on? Well, granny now has E. coli and my brother has bubonic plague. Oh yeah, look at how cute these finger paintings are, though, that the teacher did and then signed his name at the bottom. Creches. I never, adult life is learning that creches are just a complete and utter cesspit. Nightclubs. Nightclubs with a hot tub and sand. Ireland, unfortunately, guys, let's be real, we're not sophisticated enough as a race, as a species, as a nation to have these sort of things. If you have a nightclub with a hot tub in it, there is, by the way, a 100% chance that there'll be a guy running around that nightclub going, my shoes, because someone will always steal them. We're not mature enough to see all of these shoes left alone and not just use it as an opportunity. That's the reality. The swimming pool, by the way, do you remember that one in Bondi? They had a swimming pool in it. Just like, disgusting. Water, the colour... Waterman, the colour of blue wicked, okay? And a more toxic taste to the taste buds than Calpol 6 Plus or the news that your ex is happy. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you remember Calpol 6 Plus? No. That was the transition, man. When you went from the purple Calpol, which was like mother's milk, okay? You went from purple Calpol into 6 Plus. That was grim. It was the end of youth. The death of boyhood. And the cold embrace of adolescence. It was grim. It was this like white, gloopy substance. The only time I have experience ingesting a white, glue-like substance, by the way, lest Edmund and the boys of Midnight Nudie Hour are listening. The sand. That's disgusting, by the way. 3 weeks later, the sand will be about as sanitary as the riverbed of the Liffey. Let's be real, like, they say that they were clean. They weren't, like, you'd be walking around in barefoot and it would be such a lucky dip as to whether or not you'd, like, in the sand, you could come across anything, you know, like a fake ID, a Livestrong band, or, like, a human finger. Do you know what I mean? And let's be honest, like, I grew up in South Dublin. I will never remember the fear of getting, or forget rather, I'll never forget the fear of getting the 46A home from a beach nightclub, desperately hoping the scary lads at the front of the bus wouldn't recognise my Hawaiian shorts or the fact that I had panicked last minute and borrowed a pair of my sister's Havaianas just to get into the nightclub. Oh, God. Okay. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. We got married in December 2009, just as the arse was falling out of everything. We obviously agreed our wedding menu prices, etc., when Celtic Tiger was still roaring. So one of the things we added on as an extra was pig on a spit for the afters food. So basically €2,000 extra for the pig on the spit. Ham rolls, effectively. €2,000 extra on top of everything else. Yeah. Back in the good old days.
€2,000 ham sandwiches is phenomenal. Do you know what? Actually, I just realized an ick of mine. You know when somebody goes, would you like an old hang sandwich? As a, like they're doing this as a joke, but they still say it like that. That annoys me.
Thanks for sharing.
Just in case you ever offer me a sambo, Kieran. €2,000 for ham sambos. Bananas. And again, just a frivolous novelty that doesn't add anything to the evening. If anything, it detracts from it. And, you know, pig on a spit. There's lots of jokes that I would like, that I could make in that capacity, but I'm not going to, okay? They are currently screeching at me through my brain, but I'm not going to, because it's just, the world's in a different place now. Pig in a spit, I would put that up there with things like fireworks. Hate fireworks. Have always hated fireworks. Will always hate fireworks. They're entertaining for approximately 3 seconds. Then you're done. It's like wax museums as well. People, you have to question anybody that's entertained by this sort of shit. Wax museums. Oh, what did you do on the weekend? Well, I went to London. London, England. One of the most historic cities on the planet. Yes. Not to be confused with Winchester, which is the original capital of England, by the way. Great pub quiz knowledge there. Yes, went to London, England. Wow. How was it? What did you do? Did you do any of the amazing historic scenes? Did you take in Soho? Did you blah? No. Went to Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussauds. Why did you do that? Well, because what says a trip to London, like queuing up on Leicester Square for half an hour, then paying 25 British pounds, okay, to enter a place where they've got a wax-like statue that has a sort of mild similarity to Johnny Depp. And I got a photo of with my arm around him. What is wrong with the brain of that person? I just don't understand the going to Madame Tussauds and going, this is brilliant, isn't it? Look, there's a, look, it's Maggie Thatcher. Do you know what I should do? I should go up and give her the fucking finger. Yeah. Get a picture of this there. Quick. What time does the M&M store shut? Okay, great weekend. All the best. You are listening to The Weekly Roast. We are here every Wednesday at 7 a.m. wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark. Please don't follow me home. I suffer from paranoia as it is. Enough paranoia as it is. Now, look, the Celtic Tiger. It wouldn't be a Celtic Tiger roast if we didn't focus on the material elements exclusively. So this section is all about the weird, the wonderful, the woeful things that were purchased and consumed easy during the Celtic Tiger. Let's go.
Mark, my lasting memory of the Celtic Tiger years is people installing bidets in their houses and having about 7 or 8 en-suites.
I'll be honest, I had a bidet in my house growing up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever use it?
I think I tried to use it once, and I'm not going to give you the ins and outs, but let's just say Bobby Sands drew inspiration. Little history gag there.
Hi Mark, just a little story from the Celtic Tiger. So me and my hubby, we were self-building our first family home, and we were at the Ideal Homes exhibition, and we came away with a TV for our bathroom, our main bathroom, which was such an extravagant splurge. And important to say that, like, the house was a modest 4-bed dorm or bungalow, definitely not like a South Fork Dallas mansion or anything like that. And a couple of years later, the damn thing stopped properly working because of the analog switch over. So we had a very extravagant bath / shower radio, which my mother reminded me we probably could have bought out of the Argos catalogue.
Your mother is a wise woman. I completely agree with her. Music in the shower? Yes, 100% yes. TV in the shower? Absolutely not. It is American. It is crass. It is... I just don't understand why we don't need to be consuming that much, that constantly, that ubiquitous presence of just media in our lives at all times. Showers, for me, they need to be a break from everything. I've said this before, guys, but like TV in the shower, sex in the shower, by the way, not a fan of sex. Have I discussed sex in the shower?
Last week.
Did I do it last week?
Yeah, I think so.
When?
I think it was last week or the week before.
About what did I say? What pearls of hilarity did I deliver out, dish out that day, Kieran?
I must listen back to episode 13 and 14.
In between your hang sandwiches. Yeah, TV in the bathroom. No. Intercourse in the bathroom. No. Okay, on we go.
Hey, Mark. Back in the early 2000s, we were on honeymoon in Australia. And we literally lost one of ourselves in buying a Aboriginal painting costing €3,500 at the time, and we got it shipped home from Melbourne, and it basically was just a big canvas painting of red dots. We could have done it ourselves. It was like somebody had just got a toothbrush and like flicked it with red paint, and yeah, it basically cost an arm and a leg to get it home. And it's in the attic.
So do you know what the best thing about this one is? Okay, so whatever about the price tag and whatever about the fact that she went over to Australia and she bought some artwork by Australia's first people, okay? She then goes on to roast the artwork. That is the problem. The problem isn't the $3,500 price tag. It's the fact that she buys it from these, the Aborigines. And then she goes and she roasts the hell out of the artwork. Well, I could have fucking done that. Three fucking dots. Sure, I could have fucking done that. Yes, but you didn't. That's the thing. And you're not Aboriginal. You're not. It's the cultural context. Like, guys, the whole thing, that thing about contemporary art. Well, that's just a bunch of squiggles. I could have done that. Well, that's just... but you didn't. You didn't do that. And also, you didn't do it in the context that the artist was doing it. You know what I hate? I hate when people, and particularly, by the way, people like myself are usually guilty. Basically, wankers who like to consider themselves fans of the arts and sort of have a healthy disdain for anything conventional. People like me who are up their arses, not as intelligent as they like to make themselves out to be, you know, refer to everybody who's not in their wavelength as Philistines. You know, basically, people like me. Arseholes. But those people who then will say something like, you know, a friend will ask them, oh, did you watch the match on the weekend? And they'll say something like, a bunch of grown men running around a field holding an oval-shaped object. Yeah, no, I'll pass. Thanks, Greg. You can reduce anything to anything. Do you know what I mean? I hate, like, just say that you don't like sports. You don't need to reduce it to sounding like it's a completely meaningless pursuit, because let's be real, everything is a meaningless pursuit if that's the angle that we take. Everything is nothing and everything is without meaning. Like, a game of sports is, yes, just a bunch of men, but also music is just somebody touching a certain thing to produce a certain sound. Easy, Kieran. But you know what I mean? Intercourse is just friction. Two men in the shower one day watching an episode of Dynasty, looking at each other in the eye saying, Kieran, did you enjoy that ham sandwich? And you saying, that's not the pork I'm after, Megan.
I thought you didn't like it in the shower.
Yeah.
Touche.
On we go, my man.
My parents used to frequent Newark for the Christmas shopping, specifically decorations and bits for the house, because, of course, peak time, if somebody asked my mom where she got something, she'd say, we just picked that up when we were over in New York. One year was a massive karaoke machine. I mean, one that you'd see in a bar in Benidorm, just a huge professional karaoke machine with a big screen, microphone stand, microphone, the lot. The best was two huge life-size reindeer for the garden. And I'm talking, they were huge, like the size of a car, massive. And I need to find a photo to send to you, but yeah, it was intense. And bring it back, bring the bloody Celtic Tiger back.
Yeah, I think something that we need to accept as well, by the way, like, people had a lot of fun during the Celtic Tiger, didn't they? From what I gather, I was too young to enjoy it or to remember it. But I could definitely tell by some of the DMs I was getting yesterday, like, the opulence was enjoyable for lots of people. It was the aftermath that was the issue, which I'm familiar with in some aspects of my life. Now, the New York thing, firstly, I think this caller needs a little bit of an explanation as to what life size means. She says that the reindeers are life size, and then she says that they were the size of a car. That's like, life size generally means it's the size of the thing. I do agree with you about New York. New York became basically like Kildare Village. It was bananas. Manhattan was just like, oh, that was just like the, you know, trying to think of the road down to the Kildare Village. Is it the M7? M8? It's the M7 from Dublin. Anyway, 82% of the listeners to this podcast aren't living in Dublin, so we don't need to be so fucking Dublin-centric with our content, Megan. But New York, it's the way that people, it was the language people used back in the Celtic Tiger. Yeah, it's October, so we're going to pop over to New York for a few days. Pop. What do you mean pop over? You pop over to your sister's house with some Benadryl if she's under the weather. Do you know? You don't pop over to New York City, to the Windy City. Oh, did you not know that the Windy City is Chicago? Yeah, I did, Denise. It's just a weird thing that I do occasionally to inject a little bit of humour into the mundanity of the words that I say, all right? Yeah, New York City, America's best kept secrets. Another one for you there, Denise. Karaoke, last but not least, before we move on, karaoke. What would be your karaoke song, Karen? I would say mine would have to be Don McLean, American Pie, but I would cut it off once it comes into the helter skelter on it. That's when you've lost the audience. Up until then, if anybody says linger, I think we need, this is going to sound horrendous, right? I'm a little bit over the Cranberries. I know, man. I'm sorry, though. It's becoming Wonderwall. It's becoming, Zombie has become Sweet Child of Mine. It's up there with Wonderwall. It's up there with, what was another song that became really sort of just so everywhere all the time in the last 10 years? There's another tune that I'm trying to think of. If anybody remembers, maybe like Mr. Brightside by The Killers. But Zombie, it's an indescribably beautiful song. But it's too much now.
Unpopular opinion.
On we go.
When you arrive into Malaga Airport and realise you're recognising the taxi drivers.
Yeah, brilliant. On familiar terms with foreign taxi drivers, you are part of the jet set. As Peter Sarsed famously sang, where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? I want to look inside. Oh, damn. I want to look when you're alone in your bed. On we go. On we go.
Not again. Not
arriving home for a weekend in London on Sunday night and repacking immediately for a break in Malaga on Monday morning.
It was just insane. People were... I really wonder what it would have been like to have been our age back then. The most outrageous thing that I remember was, this is actually quite an embarrassing thing to admit, but sure, look, I've just released a book about embarrassing. This is effectively just a roast of me. If you haven't bought it yet, please consider it. But the most Celtic Tiger and cringeworthy thing that I remember as a child was this fad hit my school where I got like a wheelie bag. Man, so embarrassing. So it's like, I had like the little wheelie bag to school. My dad used to pull in around the corner. Usually growing up, right, when you're around 12, you'd get your parents to pull in around the corner from the school because you'd be too embarrassed to see them, like bring for them to be bringing you to the school gate. My dad dropped me around the corner because he was too embarrassed to be seen getting out of the car with me with this fucking British Airways little wheelie bag going into the school. Pick up a rugby ball for fuck's sake.
Hope you're enjoying the show today, guys. I am thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying this one. Let me know what you want to get roasted next. At Megan Mark on Instagram. You know how to do it. Ooh, that's getting very American radio host, isn't it? You know how to do it. You know how to do it, guys. It's your boy back here. Me and Keo Key sitting in the studio. Keen's there. Anyway, no, that is all mortifying. Guys, thank you for listening. Here we go. We're continuing on with the podcast. Now let's discuss trends. Let's look at some of the gear. Easy that people were consuming and trying on and trending at the time. Easy, steady on, let's go.
I think the epitome of Celtic Tiger fashion was Abercrombie & Fitch. I think everyone owned a hoodie or a t-shirt or a shirt
with that logo or Abercrombie and Fitch written across it, which they'd wear with their navy or white O'Neills with those zips. And the Abercrombie cologne, I think every boy smelled like he'd taken a bath in it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit haunted by Abercrombie only because I one time got one item. I got an Abercrombie hoodie, I think, because my aunt had gone to Boston or something for the weekend because a friend of hers worked for Aer Lingus. And I remember wearing it into school and I was like, this is amazing. This will be my ticket to the top. I will have arrived. Everyone's going to be waiting to be like, wow, look at that cool guy. As some of you might know, I was a I had a doughy physique when I was growing up, and I walked into school and I was about 3 feet in the doors and someone just goes, Flabbercrombie and Fitch.
I shouldn't laugh.
Devastating.
I shouldn't laugh.
We don't talk enough about that feeling as a child when you had your hopes and dreams pinned on one item and you thought that this would be the answer to all of your problems, only for it to not work. Oh God. Lest we descend into a swimming pool of tears, not to be confused with the ones you find in beach nightclubs in the Celtic Tiger. We're going to continue on. Let's go.
Yeah, just an amazing time to be alive. Early 2000s. Convince one of your parents to bring you up to the toy shop or Smith's or whatever it is. And you're looking for a new Pokemon game or cards. And you come home with a trampoline.
Trampolines everywhere. Was that? I didn't realise they were Celtic Tiger. They just swept the country. Hopefully, that's a trend that'll bounce back. No? Terrible.
Hi, Mark. So, I was in school during the Celtic Tiger, and my main memory of it is that my mom had a really strong dislike of own brand supermarket food. So, everything had to be labelled. And then, in particular, bottled water. God forbid we drank anything out of the tap. We had to have bottled water at all times. And at night time, I remember her sending me to bed with a bottle of San Pellegrino. So every night, a fresh bottle of San Pellegrino going to bed.
Yeah, that is just... A, the sodium, bad idea, and also the gas. Like, I've made that mistake of going to bed with sparkling water before, but you don't want to be drinking that gas in the middle of the night. It's also just absolutely bananas thinking, isn't it? I love the way it's just like, oh yeah, my mum has this sort of thing about own brand. It's just this weird thing she has. I think it's called snobbery. I think that's what they call that, isn't it? I'm pretty sure they call that a complete snobbery. Where, oh yeah, the own brand. I remember people used to do that though. People would be ashamed of having fucking Tesco own brand stuff. Like, that is the level of... I don't even know if you can call it notions. Notions is too soft a word for that sort of stuff. Like, that is, yeah, it is. It actually is crazy, 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 crazy how people thought living like that could have lasted.
Dad worked in town and got a parking ticket every day because he wasn't arsed getting bus into work or parking somewhere that you could stay longer than 3 hours in. And he works there for over 10 years, and I'm pretty sure he got a parking ticket every single day.
This is the sort of, that's what we want. It's this level of ignorance that sort of encapsulates the era of the Celtic Tiger. It's that just like, I'll do what I fucking want, and I just don't really care, because the only way that you can reprimand me is in the form of a monetary, you know, punishment. And that doesn't matter to me, because I've got more money than sense. I've got more money than... I don't care. I literally don't care. I remember one time going to a match in a South Dublin rugby club, and I'm not going to name where, but I also am not going to name the person, but the person is a very well-known individual, okay? Am I allowed to say that? Yeah. And let's just say he parked, he had his driver park his car blocking, and I mean actually blocking. I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I remember all the parents were talking about it. They were like, disgusting. You apps. They were like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever witnessed. There was the car park, and then the driver drove in, like where cars don't go, only people walk, and parked this car. I'm not going to reveal the type of car, because that would probably give away too much detail as to the person. And parked right in front of the entrance to this rugby club, so people couldn't even, like, people had to walk around, like, blocking the actual entrance. I've never seen ignorance. And it's also the smallest penis energy in the world, because it's like you've literally driven out of your way to show people that you don't give a shit about people. It's insane that it's just clearly comes from a place of ludicrous inferiority, like a complex of needing to, you know. Anyway, buy my book. So it's available now everywhere. There's a link as well included here. We've made it easy for you. Click the link and support people. Thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast, guys. It's been a pleasure talking to you about the Celtic Tiger and listening to all of your submissions. If you have a suggestion, comment, query, or anything about the Weekly Roast, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. Listen to the podcast, obviously, wherever you get your podcast. It would be also amazing to me if you would rate the podcast, leave a little kind review wherever you listen to your podcasts, and also listen back to the bloody old ones. If you're only joining us now, it's great to have you with us. And yeah, guys, I look forward to speaking to you next week. And very soon we'll be announcing some exciting things, but we have to keep it vague and mysterious for the time being. Hope you're well. Most importantly, I hope the sun on the weekend helped with your head, because Jesus, Lord knows it helped mine. I don't think I realised how bad and how long lasting the effects of the negative weather had been having, or like had on me, if that makes sense. But 7 months effectively of grey. 7 months of misery, and to wake up on Saturday morning last week and to have blue skies, Jesus, it was an insulin shot to the soul. So I hope you enjoyed it, and chat to you soon. Take care.